This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The death toll from the partially collapsed condominium building in Surfside, Florida has risen to 18 after authorities said six bodies, including two children, were found in the rubble on Wednesday. Officials said 147 people are still missing, but hope remains that the survivors or those in the building will still be found. State authorities have asked for another search and rescue team to help find them. About half of the 12th floor of the 136-unit Champlain Tower South collapsed last Thursday, and since then, rescue workers have slowly picked their way through the rubble using cranes, infrared scanners, and dogs. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Surfside on Thursday. The U.S. Capitol House of Representatives, rather the House of Representatives, has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. The House approved a special committee to probe the violent attack as police officers who were injured fighting that day watched from the gallery above. The vote was along party lines, just two Republicans voting yes with the Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi last week says she would have preferred an independent panel to lead the inquiry, but the Senate Republicans blocked that. Some Republican lawmakers say they might not assist with the investigation. Others say they fear the Democrats will make it too political. President Biden announced Wednesday during a virtual meeting with governors from Western states vulnerable to wildfires suffering due to the drought that the federal government will be offering more help via remote. This is VOA News. Bill Cosby is back home in suburban Philadelphia after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned Cosby's sexual assault conviction, allowing him to be released from prison. Cosby, who's 83, served nearly 3 years after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator at his suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. Attorney Lisa Banks says that while Cosby's release from prison didn't change the facts of the case, it felt like a setback for the Me Too movement. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan Wednesday denounced as idiocy his country's past policy of becoming a frontline state in the U.S.-led war against terrorism in Afghanistan, blaming the policy for the persistent security and economic challenges facing Islamabad. Khan again ruled out the possibility of providing Pakistani bases to the U.S. military for counterterrorism strikes in Afghanistan following the planned withdrawal of U.S. troops from the neighboring country after nearly two decades. Speaking Wednesday, Khan criticized President Biden's unexpectedly fast-paced troop withdrawal, simultaneously asking Pakistan to use its leverage to push the Taliban to the negotiating table to find a political settlement to the war. Authorities in Indonesia say rescuers are searching for 11 people still missing after a passenger ferry sank off the coast of Bali in rough seas, killing at least seven others. Dozens of survivors were plucked from the water Tuesday evening after the ferry carrying 57 passengers and crew went down at the western end of the Holiday Island. It was not clear what caused the accident. Marine accidents are common in Indonesia, an archipelago of more than 17,000 islands, where many use ferries and other boats to travel despite poor safety standards. A Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and human rights lawyer was arrested for the second time in less than a month, Wednesday, marking the city's first year under the national security law. Chow Hang Tung, a vice chair for the nonprofit Hong Kong Alliance, was arrested for inciting an illegal assembly, which was scheduled to take place on Thursday, July 1st. She was also arrested June 4th for the same charge, according to the group's secretary general. And the head of the World Food Program said Wednesday the number of people close to starvation has more than tripled after being around 8 million 4 years ago. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.